This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Anne Twist, and to introduce our third and final guest today, interviewed by my colleague Ivana O'Brien, here is Kim Barrett-Traxel of Pets Home From Home.
So welcome, Kim. I can't believe I was checking my notes. So it was 5 years ago that we last spoke. Where's that time gone? Unbelievable. So obviously you've been doing a lot since then, but before we kick off with what you're currently doing, tell us a bit about what you did before. What was your career background?
By profession, I was always involved in, management consultancy, but in the luxury retail sector. So it encompassed everything from sales, marketing, staff, how more efficiently could run the business, etc., etc. And I guess my most well-known company at that point was Longchamp Paris, but for the UK business.
Yeah.
And that was really, really interesting.
So yeah. Vastly different from what you're doing now, obviously. Where did the idea come from for the pet transportation thing? Where did that come from?
In a way, it fell on my lap because it was our neighbour had the business. And he decided to move back to Ireland because he was Irish, and suggested, I'm going to sell the business. And so my husband and I, we decided, I would love to have a change. I love animals. I love traveling. I speak several European languages. So I thought I might as well, combine all of it. So we bought the business from him.
It ticks a lot of your boxes. So tell us a bit about what it includes, what the services that you provide, Kim.
Our motto is quality rather than quantity, meaning we want the pets to feel home from home, hence the name, Pets Home From Home. We mainly transport dogs and cats. And if we travel abroad or if we have to, the trip is longer than a day, then, the dogs, they can sleep on the bed if they want to with the drivers. So they feel very relaxed. We stop every 2-3 hours just to make sure if it's a cat, cat litter cleaned, water replenishment, etc., etc. Dog, we walk them if we can, if they're old enough, because we have been delivering lately quite lots of puppies, and just to generally make sure their welfare is the most important.
I mean, I looked at your website and the facilities that on board some of the transportation, and it looks better than that some adults would have when they're traveling away. So tell us what sort of things are in the vans that you have. Obviously, you have the beds for them. You have, because you also do make sure you're in contact with the owners, aren't you?
All the time. I mean, I text them with the photograph when I pick up the animals, if the owners aren't there, of course. And also during the journey and at the end to make sure, tell them that we've dropped them, they're safe. And again, with a photo, just to make sure. So yeah, I think because in a way I want to provide a service that I would expect myself, because animals are part of the family, pets are part of the family. So you want to make sure that they're okay, you care for them. So hearing, getting updates, I think it's necessary to do that, because sometimes I think the owners are more nervous than the.
Of course. And during COVID, obviously, I mean, how has COVID impacted you? Because have there been situations, for example, when lockdown occurred and the pet was in one country and the owners were somewhere else?
Yes, we've had a few. I mean, lockdown was amazing for us. I was a bit worried. I thought, how is that going to impact on the business? But of course, due to the lockdown, people who purchased their dog or cats 2 months prior, they couldn't pick them up themselves. So we literally got phone calls, inquiries after inquiries. I have never been so busy since 2013 when we acquired
it. Wow. Is that, for example, pets saying, well, we're now in France and we were moving here and now our dog's stuck in England still, can you bring him to us, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it can be that. I mean, we've been to France, to even Italy, Spain, Germany, Switzerland, you name it, even Northern in Dublin as well. It's a little bit more complicated because you have to have the right paperwork. So there was a lot of, researching what type of documents we had to fill in and sign. And of course, in the UK, we had to do it online. But in general, we are exempt because we go under freight.
Right. So when you say, obviously, you've never been so busy, is it because pets were stranded from their owners? Was that the scenario? As to why?
Yes, it was that as well. But it was a lot to do with delivering puppies because, of course, the breeders didn't want to keep that. They sold the puppies and they didn't want to keep them, you know, however long it may have taken. It's taken, since March? So,
yeah.
6 months. So it's crazy. So they couldn't keep the puppies because they didn't want to give the money back. They needed the money and the families wanted to have the puppies. And in a way it was lovely because for me, it was lovely to see these smiles on families when they saw the puppy. And I guess for them, it was a perfect time as well because they had the time to integrate the puppy into the family life.
Of course.
So it's perfect timing in that sense.
And so who would bear the cost of that? Would it be split between the breeder and the owner, or how did that work?
The owner. But sometimes, some breeders, they do offer like half 50-50. But the matter, I would say 95%, it's the owner, the new owners, or the owner of the pet. Yeah. That's how it tends to work.
And what were you finding were the main countries that the puppies were coming from? Or was it all over?
It was mainly in the UK.
Okay. So different parts of the UK, maybe north to south, etc.
Exactly. From Northern Ireland. I mean, we had a puppy, a gorgeous Labrador, but it was in Dublin. But, of course, you know, Dublin is not part of the UK. So, but, it was sometimes a little bit challenging because I felt the police or the border controls, they didn't really know the rules. It wasn't particularly clear, you know. And I mean, sometimes I was asked, well, is pet transport, you know, a necessity? And I said, well, you can't leave the dog, you know, or the cat. Months and months with somebody that, you know, who's not the owner. So I said, we're like Amazon. We're like, if I order a sofa from John Lewis, I will get it. It's not going to stop them not to deliver it. So I said, we go under freight. So then that's, you know, I felt they didn't really know if pet transport is actually exempt of.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned obviously puppies. Did you have scenarios where dogs were being adopted from abroad and you were going to fetch them for the owner?
Not as much so. I think there was a lot of people either leaving the UK because of Brexit or people moving back to the UK because of COVID. They lost their jobs where they live. So it was a combination of the two. Yeah.
Of course. And you mentioned, obviously, that you mainly transport cats and dogs. Have you had any unusual requests for transporting pets?
I transported some chipmunks, baby chipmunks.
Wow.
I didn't actually see them. They were in secure wooden boxes. It was actually from Germany. And she just explained, there's cotton wool and slices of cucumber. So it's cucumber is food, but as well as water. So she said, you know, they can last 2-3 days easily in that box. So I didn't dare to open. She screwed the lid down, so I couldn't really open it. But I was a little bit nervous, thinking, oh my God, I can just see them escaping or whatever.
Crikey. And I tell me if this is wrong, but I think last time we spoke, you mentioned the fact that you can travel with a pet on your lap across French airspace, but you can't, obviously, once you enter British airspace. Is that correct?
Well, because of COVID, it's not as easy now.
It's changed now, yeah.
It's changed a lot. it's mainly support dogs or service dogs. UK is one of the strictest country to enter with animals. They really are strict, and I always emphasize, I mean, you know, I always ask the owners, please send me a copy of their pet's EU pet passport as a page by page, because most mistakes is actually done by vets, not the owner. Because they, you know, they may be in a rush, so they put the wrong date, and that can cause so much trouble. It's just unbelievable. Extra costs, of course. I had to, if I'm in Calais, I have to go to the vets. I mean, the vets in Calais know me very well now, you know, because I have to certify the mistake that the vet has made. I have to wait for an email from that vet, then go to the vet in Calais to have it certified. You have to pay for it. That, I guess, is the easiest solution. However, sometimes if the tapeworm is wrong, then we're talking 2 extra days, because with tapeworm we can't travel after minimum 24 hours that they've administered the treatment.
So, sorry to interrupt, in terms of how much it costs the customer, I guess you can't give them a final cost until you know how the journey is going to be, because you don't know if you're going to have to go to the services of a vet in Calais, etc., do you? It must be hard.
I give them what it would be, but if there's any problems, then it will be added to the balance. I mean, they pay a deposit. And then I always mention, if there's any problem, this is why I want to make sure that you do it right in the first place, to avoid additional time and costs. And then, you know, on safe arrival of the pet, they pay the balance.
Right. And I suppose they must be so relieved to see them, as you say, the looks on their faces, especially if it's puppies, the children must be over the moon when you sort of bring them safely to them. Do you ever do any of the journeys yourself, Kim? I suppose you're too busy behind the scenes, are you?
No, I actually do, because, especially during COVID, because it's just too complicated in a way. I have got freelance drivers, but it was easier to do it myself, because then I am responsible to make sure, you know, I disinfect the whole van, the cages, I wear gloves, I wear masks, et cetera. So it's easy if I have to worry about other drivers. They're very competent drivers and they're very good animal handlers. But, you know, I don't know exactly what they do. You know, I'm not with them 24 hours. It's just easier to do it this way. And they're all freelance drivers anyway. Sure.
And I've only ever heard of one incident when I think a cat in Woking had COVID. It's the only instance I've heard. But have you heard of any of your pets having had COVID?
Wasn't it Weybridge?
Weybridge, you're right, it's Weybridge. I do apologise, not Woking, Weybridge. But nothing else. Have you heard of anything else?
No, I don't think so. I mean, nobody knows what COVID is, really, do we?
No. It's... I mean, do you have to take their temperatures before they travel? The pets, this is not the owners. Yeah, do you have to do any of that?
No, I don't. But because one of the rules that I applied is that the owner or the breeder puts the cat or dog into our fixed cage at the back of the van. So I don't really touch the animal. And the same thing happens at the other end. When we arrive at the new owner or the owners, they take out their animal. If it's a dog, you know, I wear gloves, so it doesn't affect me. But before I hand them over, I always clean them with nice smelling pet cleaning wipes, and just to make sure there is no chance of transferring, you know, my hands or whatever, sure, or I wear gloves. So
yeah. Well, I can't believe, sadly, we've run out of time, Kim. I was just getting started with all my questions, to be honest. If someone wants to find out a bit more about the services you provide, how can they do that? What's your information about your website, Kim?
They can go on the website, and there is an inquiry form, or there is a telephone number as well. Lots of people do call or text. And I try always to get back to them within the same day.
Can you just tell us what the website name is?
Yeah, of course. It's www.petshomefromhome.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. So that was Kim Barrett-Traxel from Pets Home From Home. I must say, I wouldn't mind travelling in the luxurious way some of these pets do, Kim. So I'll definitely be recommending Pets Home From Home in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ivana.
Thank you very much, Ivana, and to Kim. As I mentioned earlier, October is Pet Month here at Brooklands Radio, and we are after a picture of your favourite pet. Whatever kind of pet you have, a favourite pooch or an exotic fish, anything goes. So tell us your pet's name and background, and in a short paragraph, what makes them special to you. Send your entries to either our email address, win@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or our Brooklands Radio Facebook page, so we can share your treasured pet in our gallery online. During each daytime show in October, we will select a treasured pet who we feel deserves a special mention, and all entries received will go into our weekend draw each Saturday at 2 p.m. throughout October. We are partnering with Vets for Pets by Fleet, who are offering a free vet consultation worth £42 to the owner of the pet who they select each week in the draw.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.